It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
Well, I gotta run. Talk to you later, honey. Bye. And welcome back. We have the amazing Lowell Ponte here. And, of course, Lowell always has remarkable exercises in journalistic reality checks. The latest new reality is, can the three-headed Democratic Party win? Lowell, start with your analysis of what's going on. It's pretty remarkable, isn't it? I mean, this could be funny if it wasn't a body count, because if the leftists got control, which they did, by the way, because the media and the Mueller dossier was dragged out inappropriately to destroy and take away the House from the Republicans so they couldn't get things done. We have a situation now where even 40% of Democrats still support the idea that Trump has created a felony and should be impeached. These people are delusional. They belong in psychiatric institutions. They are believing the lying news media, despite the fact that Muellergate is over. In the presentation of Mueller himself was like elder abuse. I mean, he didn't even know parts of his own so-called report that had his name on it because he didn't write it. So where do you think this is going? I mean, we've got an amazing analysis here today. Please tell us what it means. Yeah. Ah. Oh, he's not there. Okay, well, we will get him shortly. Usually he's there right on the spot, so I'm very surprised that he's not there. Let me start reading some of the report here. Lowell Ponte, will the Democrats gathering this week for the second presidential debate? New York Times pundit Thomas E. B. Edsall observes that the Democratic Party is actually three parties. They have different constituents and prefer different policies. Satisfying them all will not be easy. It won't be not only easy. They're going to fail and lose the election and actually lose the House. That's what I think. To describe this medically, Democratic Party has one body and three heads, possessed by three contradictory personalities. What liberal Edsall could not bear to admit is that the Democrats' multiple personalities create an internal contradiction that could be fatal to the party's hopes for victory in 2020 and beyond. In other words, they're likely to be destroyed for multiple elections until they've reformed internally and stop being uber-leftist communists, which what they are. Let's stop talking socialism. It's communism, totalitarianism. We see Bernie Sanders, who had his honeymoon in Soviet Russia, you have to understand, this is a communist. These people believe in totalitarian top-down control. They want to force vaccinate you, control what health care, what doctor you see, what treatments you get, whether you're put to death if you're too expensive for the state to take care of you, period. That's it. I saw it in Canada. All socialist states deteriorate to ultimately totalitarian control, and I call embalming care, where they kill you, okay? You might not believe it. Whether it's good intentions or the start, it's not good intentions. It's totalitarian control. And taking away insurance from 180 to 190 million Americans that have at least some degree of autonomy is not a good thing, and even most of the labor parties aren't going to agree to it. Okay, we've got Lowell here. Lowell, let's get started with your article. What's your analysis of what's going on?
Oh, sure. Well, you mean my three-headed Democratic Party analysis?
Yes.
Yes.
What I see happening here,
I was persuaded to put out one following it, and I guess I forgot to send it to you, based on my book from 4 years ago, We Have Seen the Future and It Looks Like Baltimore, which is a remarkable book. Anyway, the Democratic
Party, Baltimore is an example of, and they keep on saying it's 400 years of structural racism. No, it's not. There's so much corruption there that the billions of dollars spent has not improved the education of the blacks or people of color. It's not improved the infrastructure or the cost of homes and foods. It hasn't stopped the growth of rats, just like in L.A. where they have Democrat. Every place that they touch, I call it the anti-Midas touch. It turns to, Black Death. I mean, that's what we have now in L.A. is we have the Black Death returning from the Middle Ages because of the filth of the Democrats. When they take over any territory, they destroy it. They destroy it geopolitically and otherwise. It's amazing, isn't it?
The Black Death and typhus, which was probably the plague that destroyed Athens in its war with Sparta.
Right.
So yes, we're not just getting third world diseases. We're actually getting medieval diseases.
Right.
That we had thought were conquered even in the third world.
Right.
And that is because when you have a city governed by one party, the Democratic Party, for 60, 70, 80 years, you wind up with Democrats.
Yeah, I like it. In other words, you should have a little sweater for them. Each of the little rats, we'll call them Democrats. They're not regular American rats. They're Democrats. That's great. That's funny.
But of course, they don't really believe in democracy when you have one-party rule. I mean, the beauty of a two-party system is each party can check the corruption of the other, can watch it, report it, attack it politically, and so on. But in Baltimore, there's nobody to attack Democrat corruption because the Democrats rule everything.
I think what's happened is part of the problem is that the Republicans have thought they can't voice their opinions to people of other groups, and therefore they've abandoned it. So I think part of the problem is the abandonment of the Republicans, and part of that is the Republicans have thought, well, we can't win, which I don't think is true now. Trump has taken the attitude to many states that, hey, I can win. I'm going to make your life better. I don't care if you're black or Hispanic or whatever. I'm going to make you be able to get jobs. I'm going to return in manufacturing, which, by the way, Obama stated he couldn't return manufacturing because he's a total blithering idiot. And he actually was trying to make America a post-colonial nation. I mean, he was trying to destroy America. He accumulated more debt than all previous presidents in American history. And, of course, the same problem is persisting now because we're not fixing infrastructure, growing the underlying real economy. And we can thank Barack Obama and the demon rats and the growing, burgeoning, explosive government, because if the demon rats get in control, only 12 cents of every dollar goes through to the poor or the people that need it. It goes to expand government and give more benefits to government employees and bloated, corrupt agencies and corporations that are benefiting from people that have government contracts. It's disgusting, isn't it?
Oh, well, you can start with the assumption that anything a Democrat says is a lie.
Right.
The only question then is to figure out why and how it's a lie. For example, as I think we've mentioned on this show, Democrats are out ranting and raving for a $15 minimum wage, even though their own Congressional Budget Office has told them that would cost 3.7 million jobs potentially in America if you raise the minimum wage that high.
Well, first off, they can't.
But you see, the Democrats don't care, because those are just the jobs of little kids learned at their first job at McDonald's. Screw them. What matters to the Democrats is if you can force up the minimum wage by using those kids who are about to be fired, every major union that would kick back money to the Democratic Party has escalator clauses in their contracts. So if the minimum wage is doubled to $15 an hour, then there's a $7.50 raise in every union contract automatically.
Wow.
People don't understand it. So in other words, it's to make the unions richer so they have more money to kick back to the Democratic Party. They don't give a damn about poor working people. Those people are going to be fired as a result of what they're doing. They're just making money for themselves by a roundabout kind of money laundering corruption in the government.
Let's make it more affordable.
Taking your tax dollars and getting them for the Democratic Party.
Let's look at the solution to make it in life more affordable for the lower middle class, okay? Number one, in California, the cost of housing, even a condo, is double because of regulations in this state. It's ridiculous, and it's run by Democrats. Number two, food that's actually made in California farms costs less in Arizona or Nevada than it does in California, even when the farms are like within miles of where I live, where there's strawberry fields and so on right here in Vista. That's obscene. Why are they getting away with that? Number three, we need to have regulations so that the cost of actually building housing is less expensive. And we need to have some kind of, you know, control system so that people can afford. And then I personally think that what we should have is a system where we rate every district and so on, once we've done all these other things, and determine what a living wage is. And if someone has a job, we don't force the employer to do it. We can have something, some other system of making sure that there's a source of revenue that comes back that doesn't hurt the small business and medium business. Because if you do, you're going to reduce the number of jobs available, and you're going to actually destroy a lot of businesses, which are 78% of the businesses in America are small and medium. They're not large corporations. Large corporations make a minority of the business in America, don't they?
Probably, yes.
So I think that what we need to do is we need to start looking at regulatory control. For example, all these areas where the cities are unlivable are all Democratic cities, aren't they?
I can't think of one that's a Republican city that is unlivable. For example, the Democrats at their debate, their second debate that began last night, one participant, I think that that occultist, Miss Williams, or Williamson,
right.
She was saying, oh, well, look what we've done to Flint, Michigan, forgetting for the moment that Flint is entirely Democrat-controlled.
Right.
The Republicans have nothing to do with Flint, Michigan, and whatever.
Well, she's delusional. I wonder why she's...
Democrats ruined the drinking water there.
Right, and they actually purposely dumped toxins in their drinking water reservoir, their food, their basically water area. And then they act like, oh, well, how did this happen? No, it wasn't the Republicans. The Republicans would be more rational about where they would put it. And, of course, they, if you go to every city, for example, if you look in Texas, you can get a 2,500-foot, square-foot home with three or four bedrooms on with its own land and yard, maybe even a pool. And here you can barely get a 1,000-square-foot condo, say, in outside San Francisco if you got a tech job. It's obscene what's going on here. And we wonder why we have homeless now. Of course, we have three other reasons. There's down-and-outers that basically have lost their job, and we need to have a place where we can give the money to churches or allow them to donations so churches can have shelters, we can build them, and build them in areas where they're not going to, you know, cause problems. And number two, we need to get people who are mentally ill to mental institutions, whether it's homes where they can be taken care of on day homes. And people who are drug addicts, don't give them needle exchange. Put them in a drug rehab. They should be seized and grabbed by people in little ambulances and pulled off to drug rehab. They should not have autonomy to continue using needles and leaving their open needles and their blood and their fecal matter all over the place so rats can grow on it in their food.
Mm-hmm.
We wonder why...
The wonderful thing about your show, Dr. Bill, is that you teach people to think. You teach people to look for the questions and issues that are not being asked or discussed.
Well, I think the most important thing we ask
matter
is...
Does it matter in the debate last night, for example, just to use some quick examples,
right,
that Jeff Zucker, the head of CNN, who put on the debate, has done fundraisers for Kamala Harris?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
He runs a news channel, but he's biased in favor of one particular candidate. Can they really be fair in any sense? Does it matter that more minutes were given last night to Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders than any other candidates? And yet some candidates up there, they would speak for 10 or 12 seconds, and the moderator would already be told, yelling, your time is up, and slamming the gavel on them. I mean, it was just embarrassing. I find interesting, maybe my memory is faulty, but what I looked at was a totally segregated debate. Did you see a single Democrat of color on stage Tuesday night in the first of their second debates?
No.
Unless
I didn't watch it.
Elizabeth Warren as a Native American, no, you didn't. You also didn't hear a single mention of impeaching Donald Trump or of the Mueller investigation, which has occupied us for the last, 2.5 years, and yet, or nearly 2 years, I should say. But intriguingly, Mueller, it's so surreal. I can't even bear to think about it. But it's as if they have just changed overnight, as Michael Goodwin of the New York Post put it, from shouting for 2 years, Russia, 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 and instantly, on a dime, they've turned, and now all they shout is racist, racist, racist. Russia is virtually forgotten. Now everything is the evil of Donald Trump for being a racist. And yet, in my column, I explain the different analysts who have looked into the question of racism at places like the Atlantic magazine. Do you know how a racist is defined nowadays by the left? It is defined as any white person who criticizes in any way whatever a black person or other person of color. In other words, it's
so in other words, being,
simply to
if you're white and disagreeable.
To disagree with a person of color is a racist act. Now, isn't that the most appalling act of racism you can think of?
Well, that's what I call counter-racism.
Against white?
Yeah, it is. It's basically saying the white is a new black. How's that?
That is a very telling insight.
Yeah, very telling, yeah. As I say, the most important thing is...
Racism. racism is losing its bite, because if everybody's a racist, then...
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back. And we have an amazing analysis by Lowell Ponte. Lowell, please continue. I mean, when we see the dour look of Maddow with a slump in ratings, we see the Democrats kind of just scrambling to try to figure out how they can motivate an audience that looks at them like, are you really concerned about us? It's obvious that the Democrats have lost it, haven't they?
They really are in a very, very bad way.
Right.
And all we need to do to consider that is read some of what their own liberal pundits say. For example, New York Times writer Thomas Edsel observed that the Democratic Party is today actually three different political parties.
Right.
It is a far-left party made up mostly of whites. It is a centrist-left party made up of all kinds of odd bits and pieces. And it is a moderate party. Believe it or not,
right.
A party that believes in things like cutting taxes and creating jobs. That's its focus. Now, here's what Edsel observes about this. The Democratic Party's, quote, more moderate wing, which is pressing bread and butter concerns like jobs, taxes, and a less totalizing vision of health care reform, is majority non-white, with almost half of its support coming from African-American and Hispanic voters, close
wow.
quote. In other words, the moderates in the Democratic Party are the people of color.
Wow.
The people who actually are the bosses running the party, you notice last night's debate, was segregated entirely white. The whole
is that ever, that's kind of bizarre when you look at Bernie Sanders Claus. That's why you should have a Santa hat on all the time. And Elizabeth Warren, both of them white as anything. And
well,
both trying to bring him to
her as a Native American, of course.
Nah, she's not. Listen,
don't.
Yeah, I've got some Mi'kmaq, so I got more Native American than she has. She's a fool and a liar, and she's gotten
well,
rich
not only
on
that,
it.
But when they, what they also don't point out is 1,024th Native American, but it was Native American from South American genetic strains.
Oh, really?
So it was not North American genetic strains.
Oh, really?
So she's not even a North American Native American. One-thousandth part.
I didn't know that. She always informed
yeah,
me.
She, her ancestry came from around Colombia to the extent that she has any at all.
Wow.
So, I mean, the deception is... And yet she was trying to pretend she was still a Native American. She made
well, I get a kick out of her angry attitude. And she's yelling, and she's got this angry look. I'm thinking, same with Bernie. He puts on at least like Mr. Potato Head with his angry eyes on, according to his Potato Head wife.
And she was given more time than anyone else on the stage last night.
And why is that?
They were cutting off other people to give her more time.
Why is that? Yeah. Why did they give her more time? Why is Elizabeth Warren such an icon of the people that are in control of the party? Well, you know, what's going on there?
Oh, she's one of the front runners, and she's adopted this new stance of saying there's really no distance between her and Bernie Sanders, that they're really alike. In other words, she pictures Bernie sinking through the floor. And when he does, she wants to be there to pick up his voters automatically, which would let
Well, firstly, I don't see any difference in terms of social communism and totalitarian control between the two of them. Both of them want to put up the bill to America of $200 trillion, and they don't want to control costs. They're not saying, we're going to get rid of trial lawyers that drive up malpractice. We're going to control drug company prices like Trump just did this week with his new commission things through the Health and Human Services.
To understand when Elizabeth Warren, and I did a column on this several weeks
yeah,
ago.
Right.
When she says she is a capitalist, she could technically be telling the truth. But what you have to understand is she doesn't mean a free market capitalist. She doesn't mean laissez-faire capitalism. She means what in Europe is called dirigiste capitalism. The kind of capitalism they practice in France during their authoritarian dirigiste capitalism basically means that business and government are partners and the government is the senior partner.
Oh, my.
So the government, it's another way of saying fascist.
See, so fascism never worked for me.
He's for an authoritarian kind of capitalism that has nothing to do with American free enterprise.
See, American free enterprise is what created the engine of the world, which is America.
Yes.
With 4% of the world population and the engine of the world's economy. And the fact is, if the Democrats took over, the economy would crash and burn. There'd be starvation in the streets. There'd be violence like crazy. There'd be a civil war, actually, because they'd try to take our guns. And there'd be dead in the streets. People say, oh, no, that wouldn't happen. I said, I can guarantee it. The civil war that we had, the first one, will be a pale by comparison to the second civil war if maniacs like Swalwell tried to get our guns. Especially as the country deteriorates into starvation and people are innovative, would have home gardens and barter and other things to try to survive the disaster the government's made. Look at Baltimore.
Well,
they Baltimoreized America, wouldn't they? Baltimoreizing America.
Yeah, let us never forget that in the American Revolution, that shot heard around the world at Concord, or was it Lexington?
Lexington.
Where the Patriots stood against the British forces that marched inland. The British forces were on a mission to seize the stores of gunpowder and shot that the colonials had stored.
Right.
That's what they were after. In other words, it was a gun control mission.
Right.
And that's what the colonials were resisting. And what the British then found themselves facing, making the 25 miles back to Boston, was that the colonials didn't have easily reloaded muskets the way the British did, but they had hunting long rifles. They could kill a squirrel at 150, 200 yards.
Whoa.
And that meant they could shoot from behind rocks and trees and so on, and just cut the British to pieces, which is pretty much what they did.
Especially when they had a big axe on them. The X is where the target is, right? Central body. Yeah.
An X and a red outfit that would therefore not show the blood. But is this like Baltimore? Well, you have to understand, at the start of Baltimore, and I'll have a piece out on this tomorrow, by the way. So this is in advance of it.
Right.
Remember, Craig Smith and I, 4 years ago, wrote a book called We Have Seen the Future, and It Looks Like Baltimore.
Ah, yeah, I love
that. In the early 1800s, Baltimore was the Silicon Valley of the United States. It was prosperous, vibrant, an amazing center of invention. It was the second most desired place where immigrants from Europe would want to go, their most popular destination. If they couldn't go to New York, they wanted to go to Baltimore. It had ample jobs. And it had these amazing inventions, like the first great railroad in America, the Baltimore and Ohio, like the amazing new electronic communications technology that ran beside the railroad tracks, the telegraph.
Right, that came from
Samuel
there, right?
Morse. That was first set up and operated in Baltimore. So it was a fabulous city. Then came the Civil War. During the Civil War, Baltimore became a massive supplier of government contract goods to fight the war. And after the war, as people began moving farther and farther west and left Baltimore behind, it just became a city devoted to living on government contracts. It's only 40 miles from Washington, D.C., so it's virtually just a suburb in real terms. And it became a captive of Washington, D.C. Of course, with the government contract came government partisanship, came political games, who would get the contract and who wouldn't. And gradually, that turned into an entirely corrupt political machine in Baltimore. About 60 years ago, there was a mayor, the Italian-American boss machine mayor of Baltimore, Big Tommy D'Alessandro, whose kick in life was to take his 8-year-old daughter and have her talk to favor seekers on the telephone, saying things like, what? You want a building contract from us or a building permit? Well, here's what you have to do for us. That little girl was named Nancy. Nancy D'Alessandro, now known as Nancy Pelosi.
It's like a video game battle.
Who learned all her thug politics at the knee of her mayor of Baltimore father.
Right.
She learned progressive machine politics, where you just bully, intimidate, and beat down your opponents. In other words, politics is war to Nancy Pelosi, as she's often said. And she's trying indeed to take those kind of politics nationwide. Of course, the Italian Americans have since been replaced by African Americans. As the city has gone from 1 million people down to about 600,000 people, half of them on government welfare of one kind or another. And you just basically have a mess in huge portions of Baltimore. The rats are running amok, fattening and breeding hordes on all the garbage that is dumped on the streets. It is arguably the murder capital of the United States per capita. It is the heroin capital of the United States per capita, as in that famous TV series, The Wire.
Yeah, that series, The Wire, that was an amazing series, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it shows you what politics is really like there. In 2015, they had rioting in the wake of the death of a drug pusher, Freddie Gray, in police custody.
Right.
They blamed the policemen, even though two of them were people of color, even as Freddie Gray was. The police were found innocent. In the riots that ensued, more than 200 police were injured by thrown stones, bottles, and the like. Every pharmacy in that region of town was seized or was looted. Every liquor store was stripped bare. Elijah Cummings, the 26-year congressman from Baltimore, was watched on television cameras as he just stood nonchalantly 10 feet away from the liquor store that was being looted. And he did absolutely nothing to stop it. But then that was the attitude of the Democrats. These were his constituents who were doing the looting. So he wasn't going to object. In the wake of that, basically the mayor, Stephanie Rollins Blake, who had just basically given orders to the police, don't resist, don't try to arrest the looters, don't do anything to stop them, let the city burn, was what she in effect said. She told the press that her message was, we also gave those who wish to destroy the space to do that as well, and we work very hard to keep that balance.
You're kidding.
That's what a progressive city is like.
Wow.
And you notice many American cities have started to imitate it. The rats swarming over Los Angeles, the crime simply being allowed to run amok in many American cities like Portland.
Well, if we had the weapon of indignation to knock out the power grid, the first cities to die would be these big democratic cities. They would literally have cannibalism. Not just of rats, but of people. It would be unbelievable.
I remember long, long ago when I was a think tank futurist being involved in one of the NESS studies. NESS was the National Entity Survival Studies.
Right.
Which is to say, how would you target nuclear weapons on another nation to have maximum effect? And the answer is you would destroy their national entity. There is something that gives every society a sense of cohesion, that we are together, we are one people, and so on. And then they decided they would test NESS technologies, aiming it back at the United States, and ask, how would an enemy target us? They would target us by leaving, not killing a maximum number of people with nuclear weapons. They would leave a maximum number of people alive. They would simply try to decapitate the leaders who could provide coherence to the country. Because in Los Angeles, for example, what do you have? You have millions and millions of people who have never known the stuff not to go down when they flush the toilet, never known water not to be there when they turned on the tap, never learned to sleep in the dark without a nightlight, never known the neighbor who lived only four doors away, but you knew he had a gun. And known that Los Angeles has the lightest policing of any major city in the United States, maybe in the world. But when I say light policing, I mean they have about 1,100 police for every 100,000 people.
Wow.
What that means is, and they have more in New York, but it's mainly because of their skyscrapers. They have to put a certain number of police in a skyscraper to protect it. But in Los Angeles, everything is based on mobility of the police, their ability to get 10 miles down the road in 7 minutes.
Right.
And that cannot easily be done if, for example, you shut down the water, the electricity, and the gasoline.
Which will also shut down the roadways, too.
Yeah, the roads just become parking lots.
Exactly.
And suddenly you have a unpoliced city.
Keep that thought. We'll be right back with Lowell Ponte. Keep an analysis. Read this article. Amazing.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutraMedical every day.
I remember when I lost.
And welcome back. So, one of the statements you made in your article I find most prescient is the most racist people in America in politics today are therefore leftists, but this should not surprise us. I mean, my gosh, I mean, what kind of a crazy world do we live in now? And, of course, the debates that occurred last night, apparently they're going to happen again tonight. This is, their total numbers watching this charade of clowns is disgusting, isn't it? And I mean, is America, if America ever turned over from a number of disgruntled young people and people that think that they could get it, it turns out it's only the literally the leftists at the top that are primarily white that are literally, and when it's the blacks and Hispanics that are moderates that want to actually just deal with blood and butter issues. I mean, you've shown the analysis that this is completely upside down, isn't it?
Oh, it is. You'll notice that Monday night at the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, the DCCC, they had the Night of the Long Knives.
Right.
That is, a number of black members of Congress had complained that minorities were not in any key positions of leadership in that key organization for distributing money to political candidates. And so they insisted that some of the white leadership be fired. And under enough pressure, given that, after all, Democrats depend utterly on minority voters.
Right.
If they had to depend on white voters, they would even barely qualify as a third party,
right,
much less a second party. I mean, Democrats repudiated white people, two campaigns ago, and have ever since under Barack Obama. And so they are a party dependent on minorities, and yet they give minorities no power. Oh, by the way, this, of course, is Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutramedical report, so we always have some medical item for the show.
Ah, that sounds good.
Japan has now legalized the creation of animal-human hybrids.
Wow.
Developed in Japan. The government has lifted penalties against doing that. And so they are now going ahead to create kind of half-human, half-rat or mouse creatures. We're back to the Democrats, aren't we?
My.
Anyway, I just throw that in as a side.
Yeah, well, to be honest with you, one of the things that I think they're trying to do, and this, by the way, is happening in occult areas, even in our own military, is to create genetically hybridization. Now, one of the things that I was exposed to was DARPA, 41 years ago, is they're going to insert actinomycin from jackals into female fetuses to make them 12 times stronger than normal humans, and insert other gene complexes by the CRISPR-Cas9 protocol to create female fetuses that become a swarm of cyborg super soldiers with a non-liquid nitrogen-cooled magnetronic helmet to hack into their cortex with bidirectional control of thought, sight, hearing, etc., and to create literally a swarm, just like a swarm of killer bees, of literally drone-connected and weapons-connected superhuman killers covered by nanotech body armor and able to control weapons by thought. People don't realize what's going on here.
Interestingly, Hollywood is going right along with this. The new James Bond is female. A lot of the new superheroes are female. It's as if males have just become obsolete for that kind of function.
Well, let me explain the rationale they told me back years ago, and I thought they were nuts, which they are, is that males, because of testosterone, are more likely to be independent and therefore would not follow orders and or direct cortical command. And so they thought they would have female warriors who, by the way, if you could upgrade their basically their muscular structure so they'd have actinomycin of jackals to be 12 times stronger. Their idea was they wanted to create a female that could be 140 pounds, that could carry a 300-pound backpack, run 50 miles an hour, jump 50 feet. And it would have nanotech body armor and could move fast enough they could rip your heart out of your chest while still beating and be covered with nanotech body armor and fire affordances and have the sight of an eagle, the reflexes of a jaguar, and 12 times the strength of a normal human. So
it's like the head of the U.S. female soccer team, Miss Rapinoe.
Only on significantly genetically upgraded. And people say, well, they can't do that. So look, if I went to decide to go to the dark side, stop being in retirement, I can go to genetic engineering because they have lots of skill sets. This is a really simple thing to do. It's not complex. And that's why when you see the Japanese talking about it, our military have been doing this for ages. In fact, General Poindexter actually destroyed in the late 90s an entire team of genetically upgraded military officers. In fact, I took care of one of them and his buddies. I was their personal doctor after they were genetically upgraded, and this one man, 29, put on 6.5 inches in height and 100 pounds of body mass after being genetically upgraded back over 25 years ago. So if you think this is something new, you're an idiot, okay? this is going on right now.
But what's interesting is that the public is gaining an awareness.
Well, they're getting aware. They're realizing that Dr. Neagle's not...
They're being prepared for this to be the new reality. By the way, we just had this woman who had worked for Amazon Computer Services.
Right.
And now was involved in stealing vast amounts of records from Capital One credit card, was it?
I saw that.
And she may have stolen stuff from other credit cards, too. But what's interesting is she is a transsexual.
Oh, really?
I just drop that in as a little aside for what happens when you bring male and female hormones together in new ways.
Well, I think part of the other thing is you're not getting normal trans. These people are often taking high enough hormones. It's like some of the guys that take so much hormones, or if they're working in the oil and gas industry, the toxic chemicals act like a male hormone analog. You end up with super males. And so the actually hormones drive the rage control centers of the amygdala and the rage control center of the brain. And these are not even normal males. They're super aggressive beings. I'm not even going to decide their sex. It doesn't matter what you start off with, even if the initial template is female, you drive hormones this high and you're going to get excessive behavior of the rage control centers and we call the reptilian brain. That's actually what we were taught back in medical school 46 years ago. The reptilian brain is driven by high levels of hormones and you become more aggressive. That's the nature of the beast. We have layers of behavior suppressed by higher cortical activity, especially the frontal lobe. And when your basal centers, your reptilian brain takes control, you become an aggressive beast.
You add that to the fact that the founder of Tesla and so on wants to interface human and computer brains. We really are creating new species, aren't we?
Well, they're already in the process. In fact, here's the thing that I just put up an article the other day. Can the rich buy genes? Of course. And what you're going to see in the future is what's called almost like the caste system in India, where people are in different castes based on genetic upgrades to their progeny or cybernetic attachments to advanced technologies such as the SuperNet. Imagine someone can download a language skill or a technical skill in a matter of minutes or hours, or has genetically upgraded their genetics so that they can live for centuries or have new physical or other skills.
That in fact is like a whole section of our book, Money, Morality, and the Machine.
Right.
Craig Smith and I wrote about how the science fiction stories, whether it's Brave New World with its caste system and its drug control, or some of the newer technologies that we see on science fiction movies now, such as The Matrix.
Right.
All of that is coming to pass. By the way, if you'd like a copy of this book, absolutely free and postpaid, as a Dr. Bill listener, you can get one just by calling toll-free 800-630-1492. We'll pay the postage and everything. It will not cost you a penny. Money, Morality, and the Machine. And if you're nice to the publisher, they might even also send you a copy. We have seen the future, and it looks like Baltimore. Just by calling 800-630-1492.
I like that. You know the term New World Order. I've actually changed it to the Now World Order, the New Order of the World. And the New Order of the World is now. A lot of people think it's in the distant future. No, it's not. It's been happening for decades. And it's coming to its final fruit of culmination. And people don't, and they're not ready for how quickly it's going to come. For example, I think 3 or 4 years ago, the cell phone company said the next cell phones generations are going to come out are going to hack directly into cortex. So your child will be able to play Jumanji by going into a holodeck by direct cortical attachment. And they'll actually be in cyberspace intellectually and visually in a cyberspace. Even though putting on one of these helmets where you have a thing to interface with your eyes, it'll be direct cortical interface. That's scary, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Now, as Lauren Isley, the great anthropological paleontologist, put it, we have to realize that evolution doesn't leap, it creeps. That is, as we walk down the street today, you're going to be walking past people who essentially are still Neanderthals. And you're walking past people like Dr. Bill, who are where the human race could be 50,000 years from now.
Well, let's put it this way, and I made this statement, and you're very intelligent yourself. When they tested my IQ, it was so far above 200 in grade 9, they couldn't measure it. Now, I have both intellectual and spiritual gifts that everybody has in a nascent form. But without a cape and without a spandex suit, and I can't fly at the speed of light, I am a Superman. Now, I know all my sons are super intelligent. And I know that even my daughter with Down syndrome is a super high functioning Down syndrome girl. 26 and a half. She operates her computer, her iPhone, her iPad. She can swim like a fish. I mean, it's amazing the things she can do. And we even ask her to read. She can read. She can do almost anything. What people need to understand is those things can be trained. We can also use supplements to improve people's IQ, for example, our Cognition Plus and Brain Power. We can protect you from the toxic effects of our toxic demineralized food and our environment that's destroying biology. And by the way, the globalists want to destroy your biology. We're seeing a contraction in human lifespan, contraction of human IQ and fertility. We're seeing a drop in the IQ of the population caused by the toxic environment. And we're now having the United Nations try to push 63 genders and one sex. This is insanity. But it's all by design by these globalist maniacs who want to literally have us merge with technology, isn't it?
Yep.
And people say, "Well, you know what my greatest grief is? It's not that people don't listen to me. It's that people don't ask better questions. Because you shouldn't seek the answer. You should seek a better question. Because it's the answers to every anomaly and every paradox are literally slapping in the face like a 2x4 hitting your forehead. But people don't want to face that. And if you ask better questions, they'd have to change their worldview. And the solutions are all right in front of us. For example, one of the things I said repeatedly on my show, whether it's a medical problem, a geopolitical, or a whatever, and this is what you do with your book with Craig Smith, every issue has a logical, common sense solution to every problem. And if you have half a clue, which you and I do, there's no such thing as a problem that isn't solvable, whether it's a safety net for healthcare or a life extension or a detoxing world that has a better carrying capacity or tokamak fusion energy or stabilizing the Earth from an incoming asteroid or meteor that passed the Earth a few days ago. There's a solution to everything. And people say, well, no, there isn't. I said, well, ask me. You know what I find? Almost no one asked me any questions. I would like you to ask one question before you go. Ask me a tough question on anything that you think no human being has ever tried to answer in the past. Go ahead. No rehearsal.
Okay, where is human evolution headed? Are we going to become what today we would call gods or not?
Yeah, I know where it's going. Firstly, the plan by the globalists to merge with technology is going to end with a disaster. But there's going to be a remnant of the human race that's going to become the bride of the Most High God because it's prophesied in the Bible. And we are going to be co-equal with the Creator as a bride of God, as trillions and quadrillions of humans spread and colonize the galaxy and the cosmos, and literally have the spirit of the Creator God in us so we can only do good because we do God. And we
is
actually
God
are having
this because he is bored and wanted an interesting experiment?
This is always the intention of God, is to have a bride literally through the everlasting world that he's created. And in fact, there's more galaxies in the universe than grains of sand on every beach. And God wants us to be the one that brings order into the everlasting, which is a place of time-space, because where God is, there's no past or future. But the attempt by the human race, by people like Elon Musk and so on, to merge with technology is a disaster. Because remember, a portion of what we are as a human is not only in the world of consciousness beyond time-space, but also we have a portion of the eternal, which is God. There's a friend of...
Well, the assumption is that human beings have more curiosity than they have the wisdom to know what to do with what they find in front of them. If we want to view it positively, maybe they just like to engage in evil. But in any event, if humans are moving in the direction of becoming some kind of future deity or bride of a deity...
So we are going to transcend beyond the fusion with technology and the evil of genetically upgrading human race to live long time in a hellish world by the Matrix. That's what they want to build. But God's going to cut them short. And they will cut themselves short because the rapture is not a rapture of taking good out to go to heaven. It's taking evil out so good will survive and thrive. That's why the days are going to be cut short for those who think that they're going to do things like Elon or DARPA or all these other maniacs. They want to take over human evolution just like...
Which is most appropriate because-